I know you farm some. I'd like you to tell me a little about the land here. Is the land very good land here?
Well, we have some pretty fair land here. However, we have to use fertility on most of it if we want to do well.
The land's not?
Yeah, it ain't got enough fertility or something. I don't want to have to buy stuff for the fertilizer. See? Had to do that, you know.
If the land itself is good,
say... If the land is good, we don't need to put nothing in it. Sometimes stuff will grow too fast.
Yeah, you say the land is very
productive. Just say good, or what I'd call it, good land.
Fertile?
Yeah. What? Yeah, what would you say, fertile?
Fertile land. Now, the kind of low flat land along a river...
Low flat land along the rivers. Why, it wasn't good to cover it. The only thing that land was good for just to grow timber. Of course, down flat and wet, you couldn't wet nothing down there.
Why is that?
Well, because there's two things about it. If it's down around the river and in the bottom like that, two things about it. One of them is it's wet, the next one is hard ground. Hard packed ground. You see.
And the soil doesn't?
Well, the soil won't produce nothing but timber.
What about water?
Timber and bushes and things like that.
What about water on the soil?
Water?
Yeah.
Well, water. We have had springs we get water out. Just a spring water running out of the ground. Dig a hole there, put something in there, and tow that water out of that spring. Good water. I've seen some of the best water ever I've seen come out of the spring. Go and get some spring water. The old big spring we call over here now, about 200-300 yards from my house.
Really? Can you drink it?
Well, sure, man. My good stuff. That's some of the best water ever you take.
Can I drink some of it?
Sure, you could, but they ain't on here now.
What, it's dry?
I mean, the water's all right. I said, if you had some, you could drink it. But they ain't on here. I told that spring, I said, maybe 200 or 300 yards from here. I'll talk to the woods there, in the edge of a branch. In the bank of a branch, like, where that spring runs out at.
Now, branch.
We call it the old big spring.
A branch is a what?
I'll tell you what a branch is. A branch is a thing where small streams of water run off in. And that water run off in at the creeks. Into another, that makes a little bigger creek. Then it runs off into rivers.
Yeah, where two creeks will come together.
Well, two creeks come together, we say a river.
Yeah. You ever seen a place in a river where it'll kind of fork or something like that? You'd say that was the water of the river?
Well, I tell you, I've seen rivers forks, as far as that's concerned. I've seen little, might say little mounds or something like that grow up in the river, and the water have to run around it. Be a little mound there, and stuff growing, and not cattle, but other farmers and things, squirrels and things like that play on it. And of course now I'm on the river forks, why? We just name it something else.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
Just like we got a river here, we call it Washita River.
Yeah.
Well, we got another river we call Saline River. And the other rivers, different names, you see.
Around here? What about the water in the neighborhood? Have you got a place right down there? What is that back there, just over the hill?